This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Cropland. I'm Riley Smith. The U.S. and Taiwan recently signed a reciprocal trade agreement. We'll have more right after this.
You know, a favorite trucker hat with a wedding tuxedo is certainly a unique combination, but not as crowd-pleasing of a combination as Cropland Winpack varieties. Winpack soybeans blend together two complementary varieties to help maximize yield potential and reduce risk across variable field conditions in many environments. Talk to your local Cropland retail seed expert about Winpack varieties, one of the most unique concepts in soybeans today.
Last week, the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative announced the signing of a reciprocal trade agreement between the U.S. and Taiwan. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom said the agreement includes significant market access gains for U.S. red meat exports, including beef, where Taiwan is already the fifth largest market.
The U.S. beef market currently $650 million a year, and with reduced tariffs and increased access on certain cuts, we see the potential to grow that product mix for Taiwan, which is great news. While not nearly as big a market on the pork side, we face continued challenges on tariffs with unequal tariff levels vis-a-vis some of our major competition like Canada, for example. So getting us on the same baseline there and increasing market access there would be a huge help.
U.S. pork has been at a trade disadvantage with competitors in Taiwan with both tariff and non-tariff barriers. There are also consumer trust issues in the market related to the country's policy on ractopamine residues. While there have been no violations or safety issues related to ractopamine in U.S. pork, Hallstrom said Taiwan's amendment of its zero-tolerance policy a few years ago generated negative publicity that has been difficult to overcome.
We face a real issue with consumer acceptance of U.S. pork in Taiwan, and this will go a long way and not only get us on a level playing field tariff-wise, but hopefully helping us to improve the perception of U.S. pork in Taiwan. Definitely like to thank the Trump administration for their continued work to break down barriers for trade access, and any market that we can grow will work to the advantage of the U.S. cattle and pig farmer.
For more information, visit usmef.org. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.